堂听 class.com。
Go on to the next page. Now let us begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
The bank granted her a loan to cover her school expenses.
Question number two.
Bill, thanks for picking up the books for me.
Question number three.
She said the demonstration begins at 8 o'clock, didn't she?
Question number four.
Linda took night classes for 10 years and eventually got her degree.
Question number five.
Automobile pollution is a far greater problem than industrial waste.
Question number six.
I'm used to getting up early.
Question number seven.
Mary said she wanted to live by herself.
Question number eight.
Red lettering on signs is much more noticeable than blue.
Question number nine.
He stood up for what he thought was right.
Question number 10.
I'd like to skip the meeting, but I can't just not go.
Question number 11.
I couldn't get David to tell me where he's going on vacation.
Question number 12.
The radio is too loud only for Ben.
Question number 13.
Let's leave the car at home and walk into town.
Question number 14.
Kevin raced to the station afraid he'd make some change.
Question number 15.
If we hadn't made a wrong turn, we'd have been on time.
Question number 16.
Better than half the class was absent.
Go on to the next page. Question number 17.
People from the television station have requested that viewers send in their suggestions.
Question number 18.
Although John will never believe it, I did try to return your telephone call.
Question number 19.
Lunch wasn't at all appealing today.
Question number 20.
Robert tends to keep his opinions to himself.
This is the end of part A. Go on to the next page. Now let us begin part B with question number 21. Question number 21.
These boxes are too heavy for me to move.
Here, I'll give you a hand with them.
What does the man say about the boxes?
Question number 22. Paul says he doesn't like television.
Yes, but he seems to spend a lot of time watching it, doesn't he?
What does the woman think about Paul? Question number 23.
You seem well prepared for this Spanish midterm test. I'm impressed.
I'd better be prepared. Spent the last 48 hours cramming for it.
What has the man been doing? Question number 24.
The seminar originally scheduled for today has been canceled.
Too bad, but it's still on for next week, isn't it?
What does the man assume about the seminar?Question number 25.
Judy's taking 16 credits and working in the computer center, too.
How she manages to handle all that, I'll never understand.
What does the woman need?
26.
Where do you want me to drop you off?
Right here is fine. What will the man probably do? Question number 27.
Is that math course really as hard as everybody says?
Worse, believe it or not. What does the man say about the course? Question number 28.
We're supposed to pick up the tickets to sell this afternoon.
Oh, so they have been printed. What had the man thought about the tickets? Question number 29. Do you know anyone who has a spare bookshelf?
Have you checked with Marcia?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question number 30.
Since it's raining so hard, let's go in and see the new exhibit.
That's a good idea. Mary Gassatt is one of my favorite painters. Where did this conversation probably take place? Question number 31.
I've heard only one person got a perfect grade on the term project. I'm sure it wasn't you.
But it was. What does the man mean? Question number 32.
I don't think our classmates should confront such things with these issues.
I know. I'm going to try to talk them out of it. What will the man try to do? Question number 33. The photographer's approach is very creative.
Isn't it, though?
What does the woman think about the photographer? Question number 34. I'm so confused by my notes from Professor Johnson's lecture.
How about reviewing them now over a cup of coffee?
What does the woman suggest they do about the notes? Question number 35. Janet, you're redecorating your apartment, aren't you? How's it coming along?
I'm just taking it one step at a time.
What does the woman imply? This is the end of part B. Now look at the next example. Now let us begin part C with question number 36. Question 36 through 40. Listen to the opening remarks before a musical performance.
Good evening. I'm Margaret Sinclair, chairwoman of the National Musical Excellence Society, and I'd like to welcome you to Carnegie Hall, one of the world's most famous performance auditoriums. The orchestra will perform in a few minutes, but before it does, I'd like to tell you about the hall's recent renovation. In 1960, Carnegie Hall was scheduled to be torn down. It was in terrible shape. The roof was collapsing, the brick walls were crumbling, and there was no money for renovation. Fortunately, famed violinist Isaac Stern heard about the hall's fate and organized a committee to save Carnegie Hall. He and others managed to raise $50 million for repairs. Over 350 laborers and artisans have been working on and off since the money was raised to restore the hall's grounds. Today, the hall looks better than ever. The orchestra will now play selections from the works of Leonard Bernstein. After the concert, a reception will be held in the main lobby. Thank you for your support. Without further ado, I now present the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra.
Question number 36. Where is the speech taking place? Question number 37. What kind of group will be performing? Question number 38. What was Isaac Stern's purpose in organizing the committee? Question number 39. Approximately how many laborers and artisans have worked on the project? Question number 40. Where will the reception be held? Questions 41 through 45. Listen to the conversation about a series of engineering lectures.
What was Professor Calhoun saying about the lecture series and alternative forms of energy when I walked in late? I had trouble with my car.
The first lecture is tonight. All second and third year students are invited to a buffet dinner tonight at 4 o'clock. Then at 6:30, the teacher will begin her talk on solar energy.
And non-engineering students attend all 4 weeks of the year?
No. They can only go to this week's lecture. During the next 3 weeks, admission will be restricted to engineering
students. Oh, then I'm going to try to make it tonight. Can I give you a ride over there?
No, the train's going to go. Wait a minute. Didn't you say that you were having car trouble lately? Let me give you a ride.
Question number 41. Why was the man late for class? Question number 42. What is the topic of tonight's lecture? Question number 43. For how many weeks is the lecture series given? Question number 44. How many weeks of the lecture series can non-engineering students attend? Question number 45. What did the woman suggest the man do? Questions 46 through 50. Listen to the talk about sleep. Do you have trouble sleeping at night? Maybe this is for you. When you worry about needing sleep and switch around trying to find a comfortable position, you're probably only making matters worse. What happens is that your heart rate actually increases, making it more difficult to relax. You may also have some bad habits that contribute to the problem. Do you rest frequently during the day? Do you get virtually no exercise? Or do you exercise continuously late in the day? Do you think about sleep a lot or sleep late on weekends? Any or all of these factors might be leading to your problem by disrupting your body's natural rhythm. What should you do then on those sleepless nights? Don't bother sleeping pills. They can actually cause worse insomnia later. The best thing to do is to drink milk or eat cheese or tuna fish. They are all rich in amino acids that help to produce in the brain a neurotransmitter that induces sleep. This neurotransmitter will help you relax. On the way to getting a good night's sleep. Until tomorrow's broadcast, there's been another series of Hints for Good Health by Dr. Goodman. Question number 46. What is the purpose of the talk? Question number 47. According to the speaker, what happens when you turn and twist to get comfortable? Question number 48. According to the speaker, what sometimes causes people to have trouble sleeping? Question number 49. What does the speaker say about sleeping pills? Question number 50. Where is the talk most probably being given? Stop work on section 1. End of recording.